There you are now. George Ezra, Don't Matter Now on Today FM. Before that, Franz Ferdinand would Take Me Out. It's Al Porter here joining you until 2:30 this afternoon in the beautiful Scottish Isles is where we are. But while we're here, we are all really kind of worried and thinking about home. And I didn't even know what Pamela was talking about this morning because I haven't on my phone or reading newspapers or, you know, I kind of feel when you're over here, you're a bit separated from everything and I haven't looked at anything. And Pam said, did you see what happened in Donegal? And it's just devastating. I mean, your heart has to go out to them. And I know you might go, oh yeah, you know, every radio presenter I'm going to listen to today is going to say it's devastating. But, you know, it really is. I mean, if you imagine that it was your own family or your own friends, you know, to have to recover from that and people's houses destroyed and families left homeless. I think there were 17 families that they just can't even live in their houses. Farmers with livelihoods destroyed, coming back to their livestock drowned and houses and roads and bridges swept away. And it's awful. I visited Donegal as a kid. I would go every single summer. My parish priest father, Frank, was from Gweedore, but I would often go up to Aranmore Island, just off the coast there. And it is an extraordinarily beautiful county with great people and a real sense of community and beautiful voices and, you know, just great accents and culture. And it's to think that they've been left in this situation for no reason, like just for a act of God, as they'd call it in insurance, is just devastating. I mean, some of the stories I read, I mean, Bernie Carney was the name of this woman from Urris, right? Described how she was sitting in her bungalow having dinner on a Tuesday evening, heard a loud bang and watched as her entire kitchen was thrown across the room after her car was pushed through the side of her house by a landslide. I mean, my mother would be terrified, like, if anything even remotely close to that happened. She actually says, this is a quote from the poor woman, I pulled back the curtains and the blinds and I opened the window and I just jumped. I just had visions of my whole house crumbling on top of me. It was the most frightening experience of my life. I don't think I'll ever get over it, but hopefully I'll be able to make a life and try to move forward. How could you get over that? Of course you would think that the whole house is coming down on you. How can you even prepare for that? And then, I mean, you would hope that the people are going to get the help that they need. But another story from a local, a guy, Darren Donaghy, his bungalow in Burnfoot was flooded by more than 2 feet of water. He's watching TV. He went to the social welfare office to get emergency money, as you would, wouldn't you? And he was given €150 as temporary payment. He was quoted as saying, what good is €150 to me? I only have the clothes on my back. Everything I've made in the last few years, I put into that house. I mean, what could €150, that's not going to help anybody. God, it's just awful. So my thoughts are with anybody in Donegal that's listening to the show today or who has friends in Donegal. We can all try and help in any way we can. Just devastating. Here's Rag & Bowman and Skin on Today FM.
When I heard that sound, when the walls came